Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Mrs. Marcia Pilgrim, resuming the story of Office Wife.
Last week, Jeff rang me to say he couldn't take me to lunch. He said he and Benny Puller wanted to talk business, and would I mind terribly? Would I mind? I was fool enough to believe him until 5 minutes ago. Angela Tennant and I are at Curassio's, and we'd hardly sat down before she told me that Jeff wasn't with Benny Puller at all. He'd actually put me off to have lunch with Stella Bronson. Angela saw them together, sitting at this very table. Just wait till I get hold of him.
Oh, where's Jacques with that telephone?
Darling, do stop screaming at poor Jacques. He's bringing a phone. If I'd known you were going to turn liver, I'd never have mentioned Jeff. Who was female, anyway?
Stella Bronson, his secretary.
You shouldn't be cross with the dear boy. Simply everyone makes a fuss of their secretary.
Angela, if you don't shut up, I'll throw the sherry at you. Jeff told me he was having lunch with Benny Puller that day.
But they always say something like that, darling. I know my second husband made a habit of telling me the most frightful lies. But he knew that I knew there were lies. He also knew that I knew that he...
Oh, Angela, if you'd utter one more word...
Oh, madame.
Oh, thanks. It's all right, I'll get the number.
Very well, madame.
My dear, this is most thrilling. Almost like a film.
No, please shut up, Angela. Oh, hello. That you, Minnie? I want to speak to Mr. Pilgrim. It's Marcia Pilgrim here. Yes, 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 I'll hang on. He's engaged, Angela.
Look here, my sweet. Are you sure you're doing the right thing? They always play about a little natural to them.
If it's going to come natural to Jeff, he can start looking about for another wife. Starting now.
Darling, perhaps that's just what he's doing. Starting last week.
Oh, if he has, he'll be in the divorce court.
Oh, really? That's absurd, Marcia. Will you kindly tell me what's the harm in a man taking his secretary to lunch?
Yes, I'll see to it, right. Yes, thanks so much.
Mrs. Pilgrim's on the other line, Jeff. Huh? She's been waiting.
Oh, thanks, Stella. Hello, Marcia. Well, yes, but I thought you were having lunch with Angela Tennant. What? Oh, really, darling, can't it wait until tonight? But I told you... Look, you'll remember I told you... Marcia, if you won't let me get a word in edgeways... Oh, all right. Yes, I'll be here. Yes, 10 minutes. All right. My wife will be here in about 10 minutes, Stella. When she arrives, I wonder if you'd leave us alone for a while, would you? Something's cropped up and, well...
Why, certainly. I don't mind. She sounded angry.
What? Marcia angry? Oh, don't be silly. She's a little upset about something, but angry. Oh, no, no. Not Marcia.
Jeff, you lied to me. Angela Tennant saw you and that Bronson woman at Curassio's the day you rang me up and said you had to lunch with Benny Puller.
Well, it's a pity that babbling harridan didn't take a better look and she'd have seen Benny Puller there with us. I told you distinctly that you insisted on taking Stella, too.
Angela said there were only the two of you.
Oh, Puller was there, too. At one stage, he whizzed off somewhere for no more than 5 minutes. He excused himself and went to talk to someone at another table.
I don't believe you.
All right. You know, I hate having to do this, Marcia. But it's your own fault.
You hate having to do what?
Bring strangers into our domestic affairs.
Yes, Mr. Pilgrim?
Oh, Miss Bronson, will you come in for a minute, please? Maybe Stella can convince you.
Hello, Mrs. Pilgrim. You're looking well.
Miss Bronson, do you remember which day last week we went to lunch together?
With Mr. Puller?
Of course.
It was Thursday.
Thank you very much. Oh, before you go, Who was Mr. Puller speaking to when he excused himself for a few minutes, do you know?
He did mention some name, but I'm afraid I didn't take much notice.
Neither did I, but it's not important. Thanks very much.
Is that all you wanted me for?
Yes, that's all. For now.
Huh. You're still looking well, Mrs. Pilgrim.
Well, you satisfied now, Marcia?
No, I'm not. You could have arranged that little scene between you.
All right, then. Ring Benny Puller. Get on the blessed phone and ask Puller whether he was with us last Thursday. And while you're about it, don't leave any stone unturned to make both of us look a pair of blithering idiots.
Oh, Jeff, I've done it again. If only I could control myself when these things crock up. I try, but...
You don't try, Marcia. You just fly off the handle and rush around like a spoiled child.
I'm sorry. Really, I am. You should be cross. You should throw me out of your office. Please forgive me, darling.
Of course I forgive you. But these things are beginning to fall into a pattern. You get some silly notion in your head. We shout at each other for 10 minutes until you realize you've run off the rails. And then we make it up. That's pretty silly, isn't it?
I know, Jeff. I won't do it again. Please, darling.
All right. Let's forget it. Now, listen, Angel. Is everyone teed up for the party tomorrow night?
Almost.
Oh, good. Go over the list together tonight, eh? Now, off you go. Oh, you can ask Stella to come in as you go through the office, if you like.
So, she's quite definitely Stella now, is she?
Now, between you and me, yes. Why do you ask?
Well, nothing. Only it took me 6 months to get down to Christian names. She's done it in as many weeks. Nice work.
Oh. I'm hanged if I know. Women. Maybe for the sake of peace, I should ask Percy Fleming for some other girl to replace Stella. That'd be an admission of weakness. I'm hanged if I'll do it. A man must put his foot down somewhere.
Oh, Miss Bronson, you're wanted in Mr. Pilgrim's office.
Oh, thanks a lot. I'm sorry if I've caused trouble by breaking bread in public with your husband.
Look, I said you are wanted in Mr. Pilgrim's office. I don't know if that means you can stand here and chatter.
What were the rules when you were his secretary, Mrs. Pilgrim? Or weren't there any?
Oh, I'd like to take that woman by the scruff of her neck and hold her beastly head under water.
Oh, there you are, Stella. All right. Let's see if we can clean this stuff up by 5. I really mustn't ask you to stay late again, must I?
Look, Jeff, let's leave that for a minute and get down to Tours. What's Mrs. Pilgrim got against me?
Nothing that I know of. Why?
Oh, nothing really. I suppose I'm being stupid as usual. It's just that she... Well... Oh, doesn't really matter. Shall we make a start?
But I wish you'd tell me.
I'd rather not, if you don't mind.
Oh, well, just as you like. Well, first of all, let's draft a circular letter to all the subcontractors. Good night, Stella. See you in the morning.
Good night, Jeff. Millie, send in for the late fee mail, will you? Well, tell him I said so.
Hey there, Stella. Has the master let you off the chain for the night?
No, Harry, my sweet. I'm merely wearing my hat, coat, and gloves so I can take dictation faster.
Ha, ha, ha. Like a ride home?
Yes, please.
About a drink on the way?
I'd love one. The sooner the better.
You seem slightly terse. Has Jeff or someone been treading on your corns?
Not Jeff. Just someone.
Well, come on. Tell Harry Palmer.
No, not now. Let's get out of here. Take me to that little place you go downstairs to. You know, where we were that day last week. She sets my teeth on edge, Harry. What she did this afternoon, anyway. Ordering me about like a confounded menial.
But you shouldn't take any notice of Marcia. She's quite a decent lass, actually, but she can't forget that her uncle Tressida owns the firm. And that one day it'll be all hers. She'll be boss one day, you know, and wealthy.
The day that happens, they're going to get a resignation from Stella Bronson.
You wouldn't have time to resign, darling. Marcia'd be after you with a hatchet before her uncle was cold in his grave.
She's bought it already, if you ask me. Oh, look, we didn't come here to babble about Marcia Pilgrim, did we? Let's have another drink. I'll buy it if you like it.
Oh, not in your life. Two more, please. I say, Stella, I've just had a brilliant idea. What are you doing tomorrow night, Friday?
Nothing. Why?
Would you like to come to a party?
I'd love to, but whose is it and where is it?
Mr. and Mrs. Geoffrey Pilgrim's.
What? Are you crazy?
Well, I don't think so. It's cocktails from 5:30 till 8, and Jeff said bring anyone I like. Well, what about it?
Not on your sweet life, you idiot. After this afternoon, I wouldn't go within a mile of Marcia's party. She might have read The Life of Lucrezia Borgia. I like my drinks without arsenic.
Under the circumstances, I thought you'd have been especially keen to go. Poison or no poison.
What are you driving at, Palmer?
Well, after Marcia being inexcusably rude to you today for no reason, I thought it would serve her jolly well right to have to turn round and be nice to you in her own home, too. Of course, there's always dear Geoffrey.
No. No, you can go to the dickens with your Machiavellian schemes, Harry. All you want to see is Marcia and Jeff blow up in each other's faces, don't you?
Well, don't you? Wouldn't you like to stir up a little domestic strife in the Pilgrim household? You'd love to, Stella. And I know you would. So think it over. Just think it over. Anything can happen at a party. If it's the right sort of party.
Yes, why shouldn't I? Why shouldn't I give Marcia Pilgrim something to be really jealous about? I'm going to that party. At exactly the proper time, I'm going to let Marcia know what happened the night before she was married. Because if she and Jeff did blow up, if it ever did come to a divorce, well, I could fall for Jeff Pilgrim so easily.
We invite you to listen again to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.